Now, connecting with other people over the last few months has been challenging, at least in person, but we've come up with some modern solutions like online gatherings.
And the creators of a project called Quarantine Connections are helping connect strangers through a different form of communication, writing letters. Two of the project's creators join us now.
Scott Kildall is a new media artist and educator based in San Francisco. Scott, thanks for joining us today.
Great, thank you.
And Nathaniel Stern is an artist and writer. He's professor of art and mechanical engineering at UW-Milwaukee. Nathaniel, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks so much for having us.
Well, you both and your other collaborator have interests overlapping in art and technology. Nathaniel, how did you all land up on creating this project that involves the old school art of handwritten letters?
Yeah, so Chris Butson, Scott Kildall, and I, Chris being our other collaborator who's based in Montreal and is a UW-Milwaukee alum, we've got a history of working with networked art. You know, we've used technologies like Twitter and Wikipedia to connect people and think differently about how they relate to technology. And when we hit quarantine and the pandemic, what we felt people were really missing was a physical connection, a tangible way to feel presence. And so we thought, how can we use technology and the internet to rather create a socially distanced method of literally making contact, touching one another? And letter writing was the kind of best solution we could come to there.
And Scott, talk us through how it works. How do we sign up for Quarantine Connections and get connected with someone to write a letter to?
Sure. Well, the first thing you do is you go to the Quarantine Connections website, which is simply quarantineconnections.org. And you sign up on the website, and you have to do it through Facebook. We want to make sure that people are safe and there's some level of accountability, because the idea is that you're connecting strangers, so people that don't know each other whatsoever. And so you go on to the site there, and then you can sign up to be either a letter writer or a letter receiver, because some people want to write and some people feel like they need to receive.
And Nathaniel, I think I saw a suggestion. Let's steer clear of more controversial topics, politics and religion. This is more about connecting on a personal level, right?
Exactly that. Yeah. We asked people that you can include anything that fits in an envelope. So we've had people include recipes and stickers and pictures. But the idea here is, especially in the current age of polarization, we want people to feel connected without having to worry about any kind of political drive. And that's not to say that that's not in our hearts and minds and relating to our everyday, but we want this to be a platform that is able to circumvent that and connect without having to worry which party line you might stand on, for example.
Scott, what kind of things have you heard from people who have participated and what they've gotten out of writing and or receiving these letters?
Well, the letter writers have been taking their task very seriously, I should say, and with a lot of humor at the same time. So what I mean seriously is they don't just write some sort of glib note, but they end up writing down what they've been doing, including stickers, recipes, and really kind of padding up that envelope as much as possible, because they realize that the person who's asking for a letter could be anyone, and that person, what they really want to have is some sort of sense of a smile or a connection to a total stranger and realize, like Nathaniel said, regardless of politics or religion, that we are all human beings who have and share some sort of deep connection with each other. And that's what I think we want more than anything in this especially polarizing and troubling time and under a quarantine and this terrible pandemic that's going on.
That's interesting, Nathaniel. If I sign up to be a letter writer, I get the name of the person I'm writing to. I don't necessarily know anything about them. Is that right?
So what we try to do is respect people's privacy, but also make sure that there's a common interest. So
okay.
If you say you're willing to be a writer, then you get put in a queue of people that are potential writers. And then if you sign up to be a letter receiver, you actually will see an option of five different people. And you'll see a bio that they've given you, where you could see what some of their interests are or why they're on the site. And then if you select them as your letter writer, you only have ever seen that bio. You don't get their address. And then if you're selected to write a letter, you'll see just an address, but not any of their Facebook information. And what's great here is, in addition to kind of choosing someone based on your bio, your writer then gets a bio and a few prompts. So we'll ask on the site, what do you want to hear about? And then someone can say, tell me about the weather, or tell me what you do for fun, or tell me a recent film you watched, or a book. And that way it gives you a little prompt to get started on someone that you haven't met and don't know. We've both participated in the site. One of our most avid users is actually my mother-in-law, who's based here in River West in Milwaukee. And I've seen pictures. She's sent 5, 10, 15-page letters to people before. Hi, Susie.
We're talking to Nathaniel Stern and Scott Kildall, two of the creators of Quarantine Connections, this special way to reach out and write a letter or two or receive a letter from a stranger. Scott, are people picking up correspondences? Has this just been one-off, or are people saying, hey, yeah, I want to write back to this person who sent me a letter?
Well, you know, and the answer to that is I don't really know. As the creator of the project, I'm not sure where people are going with it. But one thing we really want to do is create a no-obligation situation. So if you're the person who's receiving a letter, of course, you have the letter writer's address, and you can send something back, but you don't have to. And so I think creating that sense of no strings attached, like there's just a letter coming your way, you may not get something back, creates that that opportunity so that people can have a correspondence. I do know of one case through mutual friends who told me later on they've been talking. So at least one set of people have been doing this.
Now, Nathaniel, I want to talk about the art side of this. You are all artists. What is it like to create this thing that you, as Scott was saying, you don't really know what's going to end up happening with it and what the content of the art you've created is ultimately going to be?
I think the connections themselves are something that we're really proud of. All three of us have done work in the past where we're moreover setting the stage and facilitating different kinds of relationships. And I think in the modern and contemporary space of art, that's what most of it does. Nicolas Bourriaud, who wrote Relational Aesthetics, talks about how the work of any work of art in this day and age is actually the conversations that happen in front of it in a gallery and the relations that can grow from how you discuss and dialogue around it. And so for us, we're just taking that a step further and amplifying the relationships themselves.
Scott, is this plan to go on indefinitely, or is it until the pandemic's over, so it's actually a project you're hoping will end sooner rather than later?
Yeah, that's the irony of it, is that all art has a shelf life, right? And and so in this case, it would be better if the project died because we'd be out of quarantine in some ways. However, the idea of creating this connection across spaces, like Nathaniel says, like art is about the relations involved oftentimes rather than the object, is something that I hope that people will pick up post-pandemic and say, like, wait, this has been a successful project and we want to go ahead and keep on doing this. And perhaps there's going to be quarantines of different natures in the future. Maybe psychologically people feel quarantined, they feel stuck. And this project will address that in a broader sense, which is why we don't call it, you know, COVID connections or really label it to the specific pandemic.
And Nathaniel, as we start to wrap up, can you talk about why letter writing in particular? You could have done it, I guess, as emails or phone calls or any number of other ways of communicating.
Yeah, and we thought those through. And really for us, it was about that physical connection. There's something exciting, even still, of getting something in the mail. And now we order more and more things online because of quarantine. But there's nothing like getting a handwritten note and sending and receiving that, and then being able to make that physical connection. It means a lot to us. We love receiving letters, and so that's part of why we went in that direction.
Well, Nathaniel, thanks a lot for sharing this with us today.
Thanks so much for having us.
And Scott, thanks for being with us.
Great. Thank you. My pleasure. Thank you very much.
We've been talking to Scott Kildall, new media artist based in San Francisco, and Nathaniel Stern, an artist and a professor of art and mechanical engineering at UW-Milwaukee, talking about this project, quarantineconnections.org. They're two of the creators of the project. You can sign up to write a letter at quarantineconnections.org, or we've got a link up at wpr.org/centraltime.